Chapter 47. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi, Tzadik Yisod Olam. As the Pasuk says, the Tzadik Yisod Olam, and a righteous one, is the foundation of the world. In this case, the Tzadik is not one who recites the most Tehillim or praise all day, but the one who relies on God. Marpil and Nefesh, a commentary on Chovos HaLevavos, says, at the source of this is the following Gemara. Kol ha'olam kulo nizayin b'shvil chanina v'ni. The whole world is satiated because of my son, Chanina. With these words, Hashem is identifying Rav Chanina as the source of parnasa for the whole world. However, Rav Chanina ben Gosa was a poor man who lived on only one container of carob per week. How could he be the source of parnasa for the whole world? The answer is, that he was supporting the whole world while taking just the bare minimum for himself. Many years ago, he took a Yad Yosef Torah Center trip to Israel. Rav Sorotskin took us to see Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann on behalf of Leib La'achim. Rav Nit Tamar entered the door and said that although the rabbi was napping, she would wake him up for such a cause. The Rav Nit spoke to us about the old days, when Rav Steinemann was a Rosh Hashiva in Panovich. For a period of time during the war, they paid the Rav with only a crate of squash for the week, in lieu of cash, which was sorely lacking. How did they survive on squash? Said the Rebbetzin, breakfast was squash with sugar, lunch was squash with salt, and dinner was squash with pepper. 3 meals a day, they survived on nothing. Finally, after about 6 months, the yeshiva was in better financial position and wanted to pay him. He told them they didn't owe him anything. He gets paid so that he can eat, and he ate. There are people who survive on bare necessities. Those Baalei Bitochon bring the parnasa down for everyone else. In the Gemara cited above, Kol ha'olam kulo nizayin b'shvil chanina b'ni, the word b'shvil is translated as because, but it also can mean because of the past. The whole world gets its sustenance from the Rav Chanina's shvil, his path. The Baal Bitochon has access to the limitless wellsprings of Bitochon. He acts as the pipeline distributing to everyone else their parnasa, while he takes the minimum for himself. If he retained more than that, he would clog the pipeline. The Tzaddik is the foundation of the world. If he wants, he can take for himself too. But he is selfless. Like Rav Steinemann, who said no thanks and offered his back pay, these great, selfless people are the source of bracha for us. The least we can do is make sure that we appreciate what they do for us. This chapter reveals something which is so powerful, and sometimes we don't realize how strong this is. There are those who give up of their own in order for others to succeed, to gain, to be well off. We see in this case that tzaddikim, on the high level that they are, understand that they need the very minimum to be able to succeed and to survive. And in that, they're able to give the rest of us. I think it's something that maybe we won't be able to attain on ourselves, or at least not at this point. To just understand that that aspect is a reality, and it exists in the world that we live in, that we have tzaddikim who live on that level, and help us understand and refocus that that's what our goal should be. That's what we should be able to strive for, at least have as a goal to eventually strive for. Let's use that to help clarify our frame of mind.